Hunter Biden lied to Congress, Republicans say after release of records. By Wendell Hussebo on May 23, 2024. Hunter Biden lied to Congress during his recent deposition. Republican lawmakers said Wednesday after the House Ways and Means Committee voted to release IRS whistleblower records. Hunter Biden has shown once again he believes there are two systems of justice in this country, one for his family, and one for everyone else. House Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, said in a statement. Not only did Hunter Biden refuse to comply with his initial subpoena until threatened with criminal contempt, but he then came before Congress and lied. Related, Hunter Biden walks out of House oversight hearing before MTG has chance to ask him questions. Lying during sworn testimony is a felony offense that the Department of Justice has prosecuted numerous individuals for in recent years. And the American people expect the same accountability for the son of the President of the United States, Smith added. Hunter Biden's lies under oath, and obstruction of a congressional investigation into his family's potential corruption, calls into question other pieces of his testimony. The newly released evidence affirms, once again, the only witnesses who can be trusted to tell the truth in this investigation are the IRS whistleblowers. Hunter allegedly lied twice. 1. Hunter allegedly falsely suggested he was not the corporate secretary for Rosemont Seneca Bohai, RSB. New documents released by the Ways and Means Committee reveal corporate resolution signed by Hunter as the acting secretary of Rosemont Seneca Bohai, LLC. Furthermore, the committee asked Hunter about foreign payments into the RSB account, the oversight committee explained. According to evidence provided by an IRS whistleblower, Hunter Biden was the beneficial owner of the entity's associated bank account. Here is a document directing Hunter's monthly Burisma salary to the RSB, LLC bank account. Devin Archer, Hunter's best friend in business, previously described the purpose of RSB to house investigators. Rosemont Seneca Bohai was set up to hold the equity of BHR, which is Bohai Harvest Rosemont Partners or some equity partners, I believe, which was a private equity fund that was started between Harvest, which is like the, I would say like the Fidelity of China. Bohai Sea Industrial Fund, which was like a government-owned private equity fund that wanted to go private. So basically, the three letters of the acronym, Bohai Harvest Rosemont, this was just set up to essentially own that equity and operate the, you know, what we thought was going to be a successful fund, which it ended up not being. That was the reason for it. In addition to what you just described, was the RSB account also used to receive money from Burisma? The investigator asked. Yes, Archer replied. And looking at the tab there, do you see a payment for approximately $83,000? The investigator asked. Correct, Archer said. 2. Hunter allegedly lied about who he spoke with about leveraging his father to rake in money from SFC China Energy Company. The oversight committee said. Hunter also claimed that the JAL he was messaging on WhatsApp is not the same JAL connected to SFC. These were the messages where Hunter stated Joe Biden was sitting next to him. According to phone records released today, Hunter only communicated with one Joe, Raymond Joe, in the exchange we asked about. Not only did the same JAL respond, but his message thread indicates he knew exactly what Hunter Biden was talking about. Hunter went on to message the JAL phone number for months regarding matters related to SFC. The 2020 Senate report on the Biden family business revealed Hunter-linked bank accounts received $5.1 million in payments from a Chinese business partner within 10 days of the WhatsApp messages. House investigators launched a probe into the Biden family in 2022. Related, Comer, Hunter Biden does not get to dictate the terms of subpoena as president's son. They revealed Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.